Chicago.
I'm not going to discuss it.
And a pleasant good afternoon. It is just about 3 o'clock, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Catch the fireworks tomorrow for Superhero Night, presented by Marvel Universe Live. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. The Bobby Portis-Nico Mirotic fight here at the Advocate Center, 10 days removed now, but the repercussions still being felt, and they will hang over this team for a long time to come. John Paxson updated us on what he could earlier today. We asked him about the reports of the trade request by the Nico Mirotic camp, and he said he would not discuss that. He also went on to say that he hopes to get Mirotic back into this building soon and that doctors have cleared Mirotic for some light workouts like riding a bike. Turning to baseball, it's Game 3 of the World Series tonight. The Dodgers and the Astros tied at one game apiece. Tonight's game in Houston, with the roof likely being closed. It is currently raining just slightly down in Houston at this moment. And the pitching matchup for this evening is Yu Darvish and Lance McCullers. Also in baseball, the Washington Nationals today interviewed John Farrell for their vacant managerial job. Davey Martinez from the Cubs coaching staff, he's also up for that job. In hockey, it's the Blackhawks and the Predators over at the United Center tonight. It'll be Corey Crawford in goal for the Hawks. And in the AHL, the Wolves will have center Vadim Shipachev on their roster this weekend. He's on loan from the Vegas Golden Knights. Breaking news on the score, brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. And this scoreboard update brought to you by Arlington Acura. When searching for a new Acura, search for arlingtonacura.com. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the home for the Built Ford Tough Bear Mondays. It starts at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley breaking down the Bears-Saints game and continuing coverage throughout the day right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K, the numeral 4, KIDS.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Don't know. We don't have all the answers right now. Again, Nico's been, he's been through a lot. I mean, you know, I've never had that happen to me, especially in a team dynamic. And so we respect what he's going through, and that's the big thing. I'm not going to discuss anything that, any conversation we've had. I'll just reiterate, it's, we understand what he's been through, and we're trying to, you know, to work with
him.
We
need to keep moving in the right direction, and but a part of that is finding a way to resolve this eventually, and it's not going to happen overnight. We still have a lot of unanswered questions, but we're working towards a solution.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
This is the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. You can check us out on our live video stream at watch670thescore.com. Brought to you by American Needle, 20% off Hawks, Sox, and Cubs caps with promo code SCORE. And Dan, you know the league is around and the winner is here because you hear the great voice of one Brian Geltziler on this station.
And he joins us on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. You find his work at HoopsCritic.com and on Twitter at HoopsCritic. Hello, Geltzy.
Hello, gentlemen. Thank you for the kind words. How's everybody doing today?
We're okay. You know, we're doing better than Nico and Bobby Portis right now. Kendall Gill was on NBC, NBC Sports Chicago. It's not no longer Comcast Sportsnet here. NBC Sports Chicago talking last night about guys being in the same locker room after something like that happens and how hard it is. What does this do to the leverage that the Bulls would have in trading either one of these big men after one punches the other and breaks damn near every bone in his face?
Well, it obviously it crushes their leverage because, here's the thing. The Bulls have to look at big picture right now with all of this. And what is the big picture? Well, the big picture is that you have three guys you're generally going to build this team around. Lauri Markkanen's obviously one of them, and the early returns for him have been very good. He's looked excellent. Zach LaVine, still not back on the floor, but he's going to be another building block here. Mm-hmm. And Chris Dunn. And so you haven't really seen much of any of this. But these are the three guys you're going to build this thing around. And ultimately, you know, the report of Mirotic pretty much saying him or me, I think there's a third answer in that, and that's neither. Because I do think at one point or another, it's probably prudent to turn the page on both of these guys. Because when you look at an incident like this, obviously the large majority of the blame and the responsibility falls on Bobby Portis for delivering that kind of punch in that kind of setting. You know, Miritich, though, from all reports, certainly, and again, I'm not whitewashing Bobby Portis in any way, he bears the lion's share of the responsibility here. Miritich goaded him. The two of them do have a history. You know, so that's there, too. And then there's a larger culprit in all this. And I want to be careful because, again, Bobby Portis bears the responsibility for this action. Mm-hmm. But there is somewhat of a culture around the Bulls and the Fred Hoiberg era here where things aren't – it's not the tightest ship in the world that's run. And I think it's fair to speculate and question that maybe a tighter ship would not have a player feeling as liberated enough to unload another player fist-to-face in a way Portis did Miritich. I think – and if this was the only incident that we've seen since Hoiberg has been here, I think that would be an unfair characterization. But when you look at the volume that guys have spoken up and spoken out negatively about Fred Hoiberg from, and really it's been widespread from the time that he's gotten there, I think you kind of look at this incident as just another thing that speaks to the fact that the Hoiberg era, and maybe Hoiberg as an NBA coach, doesn't necessarily have the disposition or cut out to be that. Maybe he's a guy that's certainly more built for college.
What does it mean that it may have taken something like this to get Lauri Markkanen out on the floor with the minutes he deserves and the look that he's getting? That shouldn't have been out of necessity. If you're rebuilding, why not make sure that you have your most talented player perhaps developing as quickly as possible?
Well, I think that eventually, you know, Dan, it's one of those things, cream rises to the top. You know, they see what they have in practice. And I'm not going to – listen, I'll beat up on Freddie for a lot of things. I don't know if I'm going to beat up on him for wanting to bring a guy along a little bit slower. And the reality is they were forced into putting him there because they lose both of the guys at the same position. But I think it's pretty clear to look on early on. Listen, Miritich is – you guys know from my prior appearances in this show, I think more of Miritich than a lot of people do in your city. Mm-hmm. I think Miritich has, if he can ever apply himself, get himself in the right spot, and I really think he could be a very good player. I do. I think a lot of Miritich. But you're going to look at this team right now, playing Miritich, a big foe, is not helping you all that much. And listen, for Bobby Portis, I wouldn't kill Freddie on him saying, listen, you go start right now. Rubber meets road. You don't do this, and Lauri Markkanen beats you out. You're a reserve here, and that's it. So none of those things bother me. The fact is that Markkanen has taken an opportunity, grabbed it by the throat, and done a great job with it. It's put these two guys who got themselves involved in a very unfortunate incident at a major disadvantage. And yeah, listen, I don't think that your Garpax combination is going to have a lot of leverage to be able to make a deal here. But I will also tell you this, and it's interesting because my partner on my radio show earlier today, Jared Greenberg, made this point. I think it was a fantastic point. This isn't just the Garpax show anymore. Doug Collins is not there to sit like a wallflower and keep his mouth shut. And this is the kind of stuff that a no-nonsense guy like Doug Collins is not going to want in an organization that he's got his name on. And he's got his name on the Bulls right now. So I think that you're going to see, it would not surprise me at all with the Collins influence, that eventually we look up by the end of the season and neither Miritich nor Portis are on the Chicago roster.
It's about time Jared Greenberg had a good point, by the way.
It's been a long time.
Brian Geltzeiler joining us here on the Bernstein and Golf Show. All right, let's get around to the rest of the NBA. There's a lot of things happening in this first week and a half or so. Apparently, Giannis Antetokounmpo has turned into God in basketball sneakers. I said last year that he was going to be the best player in the NBA in 4 years. Am I 2 years off? I mean, are we at that point where he's getting ready to be at that Durant and LeBron level and Kawhi level right now?
Maybe. I mean, it's a small sample size, so we got to be careful here. But maybe, and my favorite thing about this emergence of Giannis is Jay does it without taking a three-pointer.
Yeah.
It's amazing. The whole league wants to take 43s a game and run up and down the floor and turn it into a three-point shooting contest. This guy's dominating the league and doesn't step out past the foul line with the basketball in his hands. It is absolutely an amazing thing to me. I love it on every front. And listen, it's a blast to watch right now. The only thing you worry about with him is, and you saw it last night, is there enough support around him? Do they have what he needs on both ends of the floor? floor. I mean, I think on the defensive end of the floor, this is a team in sorely need of a rim protector, mm-hmm. and I think that Antetokounmpo could be such a force on the perimeter as a defender if he had the right guy behind him. And then I think on the offensive end of the floor, they're lacking Jabari Parker here. I really, you know, they need that second main scorer. It's not going to be Snell. Middleton's a nice player, but I don't know that night in and night out he's going to necessarily be that guy. You know, think about who's there and what's there, and that's why I do think, and I'm sure you're going to get to this at one point or another, when as we see this something happen with Eric Bledsoe and a deal get done, I do think Milwaukee's probably in the best position, because now that you get the news today that they're looking to attach Tyson Chandler to him, there's a fit there as well if they could make it work salary-wise at Phoenix.
You know, we get back to the NBA GM survey often. That's a very interesting on NBA.com, the anonymous GM survey, and there's a lot of love for Karl Anthony Towns, and you can understand why, that he, along with those guys in that handful of players, they say will be a star of stars, will be a deep playoff run because of level of star, yet he's playing for a coach who prioritizes defense, and he doesn't really want to play a whole lot of defense. And I'm wondering when that there has to be resolution there between a Tom Thibodeau team with a rising star, yet the star isn't all that interested in doing what this coach is, the essence of this coach.
Hey, Dan, it's a great question, because you know, we're going to get to a point here soon, maybe not yet, but soon, where we can all start to wonder a little bit about Karl Anthony Towns' motor, especially on the defensive end of the floor. All the ability in the world is there. And I think what's got to be, it's frustrating for me watching, from my vantage point, I can imagine what it's doing to Tom on the sidelines, where you see some plays he will make where he can be a brilliant help defender and a brilliant pick and roll defender. But there's times that either A, his awareness just lacks and he spaces out, or B, there's just a general level of laziness on that end of the floor and he doesn't really apply himself. It's really very puzzling. It's really puzzling. And for Tom, who we know, how you mentioned it, how much he prioritizes defense, this is stuff that's got to make him crazy. And he goes out now. They bring in three veterans in the offseason. Obviously, Jimmy Butler is going to be one of the best defenders in the league. He's going to raise a level of everybody around him. They bring in Taj Gibson, who's a lunch pail guy and works very hard. It certainly holds his own, if not more, on that end of the floor. And then they bring in Jeff Teague, who really, throughout his career, has been relatively allergic to defense. But it's bizarre that Teague right now is actually playing better defense than Towns or Wiggins. And so Tom's got guys here that are supposed to elevate these kids, and it does reach a certain point in time where it falls on the kids. Now, here's the other thing I'll say, and I start this statement, guys, by telling you I am a member of the Tom Thibodeau fan club. There's very few that think more of Tom than I do. Matter of fact, I think it'd be fair to call me a Tom apologist for what I believe about Tom, not only professionally but personally. He's one of the best guys on the planet and one of the best coaches I've ever seen. With all that said, as you see the effort, Wiggins the other night after hitting a three against OKC to win that game and playing an awesome game on the floor with guys like Paul George and Carmelo Anthony and Russell Westbrook and looking very much every bit potentially as the best player on the floor, comes out a couple nights later against Indiana and actually wants to be anywhere but on the basketball court. And it's fair at a certain point to say, hey, do we shine a little bit of a light on Tom here at one point or another for not necessarily coaxing the effort out of these guys that maybe he should be coaxing out of these guys?
Are the Clippers better without Chris Paul?
Yeah, I think they are. And I say that not to disrespect Chris Paul, the basketball player. I say it to take a knock on Chris Paul, the leader. It's very interesting. He had some comments on ESPN from last week, earlier this week, where he talked about the fact how frustrating it was for him with the Clippers, where he wanted to get guys to bond outside the court and go out to dinner, and no one was interested in doing that with him. Well, yeah, dude, of course they're not. When you're screaming in their faces in the locker room and on the floor and embarrassing them publicly, who wants to go hang out with you after that? And that's a leadership style that, you know, we saw Kobe Bryant do a lot at times, except for one thing. Kobe Bryant's a prolific winner. You're going to go lead that way. You better be sporting jewelry, dude, if you want to lead that way. Otherwise, you have to have a leadership style that's a whole hell of a lot more supportive. Chris Paul didn't carry himself in that way. And they look like a basketball team, the Clippers, that's had an enormous weight lifted off of them. And you see it with, they're playing with the right attitude, the right level of unselfishness. Now, granted, let's also not get seduced. I love the Clippers coming into the season. I thought they were going to be a 5 seed. Nothing, obviously, I've seen. 2016 has changed my mind. This is the same organization now. Last year, and granted, half the roster was different, but they were 14-2 to start the season last year. And then all of a sudden, the wheels came off for them. So we have to see a lot more out of them to know. But I do, and I will say this about Chris Paul. The problems that he had as a leader of the Clippers, I'm not sure those problems don't follow him to Houston. Just a different cast of characters there. Because in the same way that that leadership style didn't work with some of the young stars on the Clippers, guys like James Harden and Eric Gordon are not going to want to tolerate that nonsense either. And it's going to be harder for Paul to come in and take charge of that situation now that he's going to end up sitting a couple weeks here with this knee injury and potentially a month. And as the Rockets kind of get started, great win earlier in the week in Philadelphia, coming back down 8 with 2 minutes left to win a game. When you look at how well the Rockets have played without him, he's going to have to tread lightly when he comes back in to fit in properly and put himself in a positional lead. And if we know Chris Paul at all, we know treading lightly is not necessarily in his vocabulary.
Another little story out of the Clippers, too, where very quietly Lawrence Frank assumed the presidency of that team. So here was a guy who was an assistant coach forever, never played basketball, was the team manager under Bobby Knight, and did all the work, worked his way up, became a head coach in multiple stops, and now is the top suit for an NBA team. Is there a comp for that?
Doc had to fire himself.
Yeah.
I don't really, you know, it's crazy. I don't really think it's, but keep one thing in mind about that role that Frank has taken. And granted, Doc Rivers has lost power there, but the one guy that you got to remember that's got all the power there is Jerry West. And so there's no coincidence to me that West was brought into the organization, and in short order, you're seeing Frank leading up that front office and Doc Rivers out of power in that front office. And yes, Lawrence Frank has the title, but I'm not, and I love Lawrence Frank. He's one of the great stories in the NBA. Not only that, he's a Jersey guy just like me.
Yep.
And I see him around and I know him, and he's a great guy. He does a terrific job, brilliant basketball mind. With that said, I'm not sure he goes to the bathroom without Jerry West permission. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Jerry West is on top of everything happening. Steve Ballmer's not paying him what he's paying him for him to be a wallflower in this spot. He's the one guy that's got the resume with the Clippers. And let's be honest, if you look at what the Clippers did with that Chris Paul trade, considering you were losing a guy in 48 hours, it is a stroke of brilliance, man. Mm-hmm. Patrick Beverley's been terrific for them. Lou Williams is a guy that they need. Harrell and Decker are going to be nice role players for them. It was a fantastic job by that front office pulling off that deal under major duress.
Gelty, love you, dude. Miss you, man. I always listen when I can when I'm in the car to SiriusXM NBA Radio. We'll talk to you soon, brother.
Right back at you, JD. Maybe you and I will break bread next time I'm out in the Windy City.
Hey, man,
right?
never be ashamed to call me up, man. We can go paint the town red.
Love it. Love it. Always my pleasure, guys. Please reach out anytime.
Thanks, Brian. That is Brian Geltzeiler.
Goods, man.
Oh, so good. He's on Twitter.
The text. Holy bleep. This guy doesn't take a breath. And
need
it's
to.
Awesome.
He doesn't need to.
And it's awesome.
He actually, Brian Geltzeiler, he's anaerobic. He doesn't actually need.
He doesn't need to breathe.
No, his cells do not need oxygen. We never quite figured out how that happened. But he's on Twitter, @HoopsCritic. You can find him at HoopsCritic.com, brought to you by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing. We're following very closely this ongoing Bob McNair story in the NBA. NFL. Mm-hmm. He apparently really has stepped in it, and there is some pretty serious reaction going on, and I would imagine some uncomfortable meetings occurring.
Someone that just stepped into the car when we touched on it last segment said, was it Donald Sterling level? I want to talk to the listeners the way I talked to you just now about why Donald Sterling revealed a lot when his private conversations were leaked to the media, and how we shouldn't be surprised when guys say things like this.
All right, we will do that.
On the Bernstein and Golf Show, 670 The Score.
Bears fans, stick around, because you're listening to Bears Friday on The Score. All day today, we'll be talking to Bears experts and special guests to get you ready for the game. And it's only right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Brought to you by Rosen Genesis. Save time. Shop online at rosengenesis.com.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by GNC. Live well. The Chicago Bulls got their first win of the season last night, beating Atlanta 91-86. So all is good, right? Not exactly. Let's not forget, Bobby Portis and Nikola Mirotic did get into it before the season, right? And Bobby's fist got into Nick's skull, right? You'll recall that story. According to reports, the two teammates had been jawing at each other in practice. Then Nick charged at Portis not once, but twice. So Portis then dropped him. Nick's got a couple of broken bones in his face, and Portis has been suspended for 8 games. And now, according to the Chicago Tribune, there is, quote, pessimism that Portis and Mirotic can coexist moving forward. You think the Suns might have trouble moving Eric Bledsoe after the I don't want to be here tweet? Then consider the Bulls trying to get value after a face rearranging incident. I'm Jim Rome.
Hey, football fans, Jeff Joniak here. When savings are on the line for your home team, here's a tip you can really rally behind. Smart thermostats make saving energy easy and puts you in control by allowing you to adjust the temperature remotely. To make it even easier, ComEd is offering up to a $100 rebate on select smart thermostats. Learn more about the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program and instant rebates at ComEd.com/marketplace. ComEd, powering lives. The ComEd Energy Efficiency Program is funded in compliance with state law.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The entire year is about the education of Mitch Trubisky. They traded up. They drafted a quarterback. You can win with a championship caliber defense. And the Bears defense has scored 3 touchdowns in 2 weeks and not allowed a single touchdown.
Yeah.
Like, that changes the conversation in the small term.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That defense is playing its arse off. They don't stop, and they hit. You had a lot of guys doing some good stuff and a lot of big hits in that game.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
You've got duct tape. You've got handcuffs. Oh, you've got chicken wire. You've got everything around the young man's hands that everybody wants to see play football.
That's the issue. He's not even a game manager.
They're not giving him the game.
Yeah, this isn't. He's like a game clerk.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
My name is Katie Topol, and I attended the Route 91 Harvest Festival in Las Vegas. What should have been a fun night of country music quickly turned to tragedy. My friends and I were among the lucky ones who escaped to safety, but over 500 others who were either killed or injured were not as fortunate. Please join me and CBS Radio and consider helping victims of this senseless attack by donating to the National Compassion Fund. Visit nationalcompassionfund.org or text VEGAS to 20222 to donate $10. 100% of the funds received will be distributed directly to victims and their families. To join us in support, visit nationalcompassionfund.org or text VEGAS to 20222 and donate $10. The National Compassion Fund is also looking for your help reaching those affected. If you or someone you know was impacted by the events in Las Vegas, please call the Victim Connect Resource Center at 855-4-VICTIM for confidential support and information. That's 855-4-VICTIM. Thank you.
premiering CBS Thursday.
Take care of business, fellas.
Shamar Moore stars in SWAT.
Neighbor is so angry.
How many times have you told me there's a better way to do things?
I am to try.
His town.
We treat him like family.
His rules.
Lesson one, never be in a hurry to die.
His team.
I got him!
We got this. We'll fight together.
The director and the producer of Fast and Furious reignite an American legend. SWAT premieres CBS Thursday.
This with Zero Down.
Hey, it's Dan Bernstein.
And Jason Goff.
And you need to fall asleep even easier this fall. And you can, thanks to the fall asleep sale going on at Mattress Firm. The holidays are coming up. Maybe you want to redo the guest room because people are coming to town. Well, you can. And when you get yourself a Beautyrest world-class mattress, you also get another mattress 50% off. And there's all kinds of other deals.
All right, let me tell the people about the Beautyrest Black Hybrid. It uses motion-isolating cooling technology. So not that you'll toss and turn when you're in your deep sleep, but if you do, your partner wouldn't feel a thing, and it gives superior support. You'll wake up refreshed, recharged, and most importantly rested. I have that bed. Before I had that bed, I thought I was sleeping okay. Now that I have this bed, I realized that I was sleeping like crap for a long, long time. You got to get over to Mattress Firm and just lay on some of these beds and then talk to the Mattress Firm professionals, and next thing you know, the people in white booties will come over. Not the people with white booties, but the people in white booties will come over and hang out with you.
All kinds of mattresses for all kinds of budgets and all kinds of preferences. A Beautyrest Firm Queen for $399.99. A Serta Memory Foam Queen for $474.99. Over 15 queen mattresses, all priced under $699.99.
Crazy.
And the Hampton Roads Pillow Top Queen mattress that starts at just $199.99. So get in there, because right now you can get 0% APR for 5 years. It's the fall asleep sale at Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sundays on CBS, they face the nation.
Vice President Mike Pence starts off our broadcast. Did any advisor or anybody in the Trump campaign have any contact with the Russians who are trying to meddle in the election? Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, what do you tell Democrats who want a new direction? We sat down with Defense Secretary James Mattis.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
John, that is a very fair question.
I have my own opinions. You can have your own opinion.
But I want to know your opinion. You're the president of the United States.
Face the Nation with John Dickerson, Sundays on CBS. Mom's on Thursday.
Oh my God, let's go!
Mom knows dating.
I now have self-esteem. Now I have zero tolerance for jerks, which means I'm going to die alone.
Mom knows honesty.
Rich people's problems are just as valid as poor people's problems.
What do you say we kill her, eat her, and steal her car?
And when it comes to comedy, Mom knows best.
You've become a good mom.
Thank you. I'm not going to say it back.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney.
I want more.
More is always better.
Mom, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hi, Chris.
It's the Bernstein and Goff Show. Sports Radio 670 WSCR The Score. I'm hearing Chris Ranji's music, and I'm seeing Chris Ranji.
What?
Chris Ranji's in the studio, ladies and gentlemen.
Why is everybody mad at me? What did I
Nobody's
do?
Nobody's mad at you.
I just got here.
Nobody's
you guys
mad,
are mad at
you.
Me in there.
Who's mad at you?
Tannehill and Shep.
Well, Tanny stays mad. So,
what are you guys doing?
What are you doing here?
I don't know. I walked up and I'm here.
Why?
Well, what, you like automatically came here like some kind of bird?
Did you walk out of one door into another door? And all of a sudden,
I spaced out and I'm inside.
And this, the wild Ranji, returns to its spawning grounds. Moving upstream.
Oh, don't worry. This is the spawning ground.
It's time to do some spawning.
You want to go? Ranji begins to spawn, and then he slowly dies.
I've been slowly dying for like a really long time. So,
hey, you want to go over to Joe's? Me and you?
No, I don't want to go to Joe's.
One other person, and then all of a sudden,
okay, all right.
You know, get a picture for a couple of bucks, and then look at me and say, "Hey, Goff, what are you still doing here?"
That isn't at all.
What picture? Like Coop?
Yes. Gavin Floyd or somebody like that.
It was Coop, and he was spitting all over me while he was talking.
And eating other people's discarded food.
Well, these cookies look fine.
And then I would walk up to him and offer him money, and he'd say no and not thank me either.
Stop. Stop with that. Coop is not a homeless man.
No, Coop's great.
Crunchy.
He's great. What's going on, guys?
Hey, nothing much, man.
These headphones don't fit.
Yeah, don't worry. We're not taking calls. You don't need.
That's what I said. Yeah, so we're not going to take phone calls.
You're fine.
You good? How's St. Louis life treating you?
It's good. Yeah, everything's good. Okay. You know, we're just basking in the Cardinals' glory.
Well, you got a new pitching coach.
Yeah.
That seems to be the thing these days.
It's like, I'll tell you, this is where the state of the team is. People are really excited about coaching changes.
Yeah, here
except I think they want a new manager, but that's not going to happen.
Because he's an idiot.
And
well,
it's
why
not
won't
happen.
It happen?
Well, same reason it doesn't happen a lot of places, because owners are a fan.
Oh.
Yeah, the 630 says, please let Chris do the 330 update.
Ah, no updates.
Well, he's grown past that.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't mind. I just don't have anything prepared. Not like I do ever did. I don't have anything prepared anyway.
So I mean, is this the weekend of Kranji? I mean, will people see you out and about? Would you like to make your appearances known for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
Yeah, sure, I'll be around. I don't know where yet. Tweet me. It's time to spawn. I have this thing now. They're called vacation days.
And you come here?
And, I decided to get away. I took a day.
Okay.
Took a day.
Good for
today.
You.
Yeah. How are you guys doing?
All right.
Okay.
I got a baby.
I'm about to have two teenagers.
Yeah.
That's like just now? They're coming out teenagers?
Well, I got one who's going to be, one's already a teenager, one's about to be 13, and then I'll be the parent of two teenagers.
Yeah. Things are happening over there at the old Bernstein house.
I know, man.
Talks are getting ready to happen.
Soon enough, they're going to, they're going to move out, and then it's going to be you and Beth, and she's going to be like,
Yeah. That's gonna be like the athlete that just retired is like, wait a minute, I don't like being home as much as I thought. No, I did.
That's this summer because my daughter's gonna be a camp counselor and he's going for 8 weeks, so we're gonna have 2 months with no kids.
Oh man,
you got mom.
How's she feeling about that?
Miserable.
Wait, but do you bother her?
Who? My wife?
Yes.
Dan?
Yeah.
That's
Stop.
I kind of thought that was the point of getting married.
Well, I mean, like, don't you give her space? Like, you know, you go hang out in one part of the house and she's in another.
Yeah,
don't you?
Or everybody's on their devices anyway. It doesn't really matter where you are because nobody's paying attention to anybody anyway.
It sucks though, man. Like everybody being on the phone and nobody looking at each
other.
That's
true.
Like that's why Xfinity XFi is the best because you can pause your Wi-Fi coverage and you can pause your network inside your house at any time. You want to set a bedtime schedule or a parental control at any time.
Yeah. Always working.
That is really damn good, man.
Yeah,
man, you belong in this afternoon spot. You're selling. You were selling, baby.
You know what it is. I'm happy to see you. Like I want to get a beer with you.
Don't say that like it's going to be surprising. Well, I mean,
you realize the treasure that a man is when you're around him often, and then when you don't see him for a long time, it's like, oh man, all those things start flooding back.
That happened with Herb.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Damn right. And him and Herb have quite the relationship.
I'm not doing this update.
All right, we'll do you after the update.
And then we'll talk?
Yes.
Okay.
Scoreboard update.
Come on, Chris, do the damn update.
No, David, no, I want you to work. Earn it.
No,
hi, David.
There are four-hour baseball games waiting for David, like, next weekend. He doesn't even know.
Oh, man, I was thinking of you during that one World Series game. It was like fire. Oh, maybe it was
ALCS. It was a CS game. Yeah,
one of the LCS games. Yeah.
4 hour and 37 like, minute, 9 inning game.
Oh, man.
Dave somewhere just stewing.
David would have been murdering people.
Literally murdering. All right, shoot.
I thought about it.
You weren't even there. You were up on set, you know, you were totally upset for them, and I get it, man.
All right, well, back to you, Chris.
I'm done.
3:30 from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Catch the fireworks tomorrow for Superhero Night. It's presented by Marvel Universe Live. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. The Bears look to make it three straight victories going into their bye week as they face the Saints in New Orleans. That's coming up on Sunday. Here's the team's injury report. Marcus Wheaton, Roy Robertson-Harris, John Timu, and Sherrick McManus, they're all doubtful. Meanwhile, Haranis Grassou and Benny Cunningham, they are questionable. Basketball, the Bulls say they are in constant contact with Nico Mirotic and his reps, but would not confirm or deny reports that the Mirotic camp has made requests for a trade. We'll hear from John Paxson.
I went to Mirotic camp for a couple of years. It wasn't that good.
Yeah,
I came home with this, I did a little bit of that. It was
a little swimming.
Came home with a giant beard that I didn't even want.
That was a long camp. We'll hear from John Paxson coming up at 4 o'clock. College football tomorrow, Big Ten action. Illinois hosting number 5, Wisconsin. We'll have the broadcast starting at 10:30 tomorrow morning. Northwestern hosting number 16, Michigan State. And the big one, number 2, Penn State at number 6, Ohio State. And in the AHL, the Wolves will have center Vadim Shipachev on their roster this weekend. He's on loan from the Vegas Golden Knights. Bears Fridays are brought to you by Rosen Genesis. Save time and shop online at rosengenesis.com. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the home for the Built Ford Tough Bear Mondays. It starts at 5 a.m. Mully and Hanley will be breaking down the Bears-Saints game, then continuing coverage throughout the day right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Good to hear from you, Chris.
You too, buddy.
It's Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score. It's a fun Friday. All of a sudden, old faces drop back into old places.
Old. Former. Yeah. I don't mean old.
Former face.
Not an old face.
I mean, it's a current face where I live.
So what's the scene like in St. Louis?
You know, okay.
What outside of the Cardinals, what do you get into?
Well, we do spend a lot of time on the Cardinals.
Of course.
No matter what, it doesn't matter. And
what about hockey?
Yeah, they're the Bears.
You know, honestly, it's kind of like it is here.
Seriously?
Yeah. I mean, we will talk about them. We'll spend maybe a segment or two per show. I mean, during the playoffs, we'll spend more. And it's the only other professional team in town. And I'm kind of surprised at how little we actually get into it. Because, I mean, you know how hockey talk is. It's very niche, you know. Yeah. There's just a very small group of people. Well, a lot of people like the sport, and they like to go, and they like to watch
it's
on
like
TV.
It's like here. It's just
like here.
Light goes on, jump up and down and sing.
Right. Okay. But I don't think people really want to get into talking about the lines. Why is this guy on the third line?
Well, you know, because he's not on the fourth.
Yeah, right.
Or he could go immediately to the second.
You have very few people overall that want to talk about that stuff. But, yeah, a lot of Cardinals, man. We get into a lot of pretty much everything else. But
Billiken's basketball?
No.
Not a lot.
Okay. No SLU talk.
Only if we have Travis Ford on.
Oh, yeah, he is the coach. Wow.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
He was at OK State. Right?
Now, Missouri basketball is getting to be a thing.
Yeah, you're going to have some first-round picks on team. Isn't the women's team good, too?
Okay.
I'm saying like they might.
I don't know.
They might win the national championship in women's basketball and in men's basketball. That's what people are saying.
You know, I should probably look into that.
Yeah, you probably should.
Well, they're not going to win in men's, but they're going to be good. I mean, they'll be a tournament team.
Freshman, hey, you got number one pick maybe on that team.
Oh yeah,
crazy things have happened.
Yeah, they'll be good. But just watch the
NCAA
wire
sanctions.
Yeah, if there's a potted plant, you know,
enjoy the next 2 years. Enjoy the next 2 years before you know you turn into Hugh Freeze in the Ole Miss situation.
Well, I'm going to be very careful. I mean, he's doing the thing. It's Porter Jr. is doing the thing. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's not guaranteed that I'm going to leave. Yeah, you are.
Yeah. Come on,
yeah, you're leaving. You're not going to stay. Yeah, you might think you want to stay until you have all those people in a few months talking to you about how many millions you're going to get right now.
Like they haven't been talking to them already?
Yeah, and it's going to get worse.
We know for a fact they're talking.
Or better, depending on how you look at it.
Meanwhile, the Missouri football team is
trash.
Man, they're
money
bad.
Records.
They are really
thing,
bad.
That yeah. thing is...
Whew. So are you dating anybody steadily? Are you seeing anyone?
No, Dan, I am not.
Well, meaning
I am not.
So it's the same old Chris Ranji.
I don't even know. What does that mean? A respectable young man? Yeah, that's right.
Oh, no. I mean, living the life.
When are you going to settle down?
You know, hey, it's time to have kids.
I didn't say that.
What are you checking?
Just out there blowing saves.
That's it. A lot of saves, man. A lot of saves. I'm not Kenley over here.
He's got 0-2 count, 2 outs. Chris like, you know what? Let's throw a few wild pitches.
Yep.
Get this thing out of here real quick.
That's right.
He's always kind of crushed his sail.
Man.
Chris, he's a mover and a shaker, man. You don't do anything until you're ready to do it.
I'm a great setup man.
I know you are.
Yeah.
Well,
wingman,
not
so
much,
I've
heard.
What does that mean?
I don't know that. I've never had that experience with you. I've never been around you and you've been like, Goff, this girl, perfect for you.
Yeah, all the girls I know are idiots.
No. Yeah.
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
We've had this conversation before. What usually happens is I have somebody who's like, hey, come meet me out. I'm with my friend. And then I'll tell my buddy, hey, there's a lady and her friend. You want to go? And then we go.
The friend's a guy.
Or she's there.
Both of them are men.
Or she's there and she just kind of sucks. Or she's there, kind of sucks, and then leaves. Oh. And then and now I'm stuck with my buddy and this lady, and I look like the butthole.
Gotta stop moving them. Gotta stop meeting them in bars, man. I get you a good
library card?
Good church girl or something like that.
Coffee shop.
Yeah, but I feel like coffee shop girls, that's the new bar.
Kind of is.
You know, you get your Wi-Fi, you just set up, you smell good, you look good, you got the bait out there, guys are going to come out.
So I stopped by this place that's a couple of blocks away on Wacker, and I got some of this butter coffee, which is pretty good. You ever tried it?
Butter coffee?
Yeah, it's good.
Butter coffee?
Yeah, bulletproof.
What are the ingredients?
There's butter in it. No, seriously, it's like coffee and butter.
Okay.
It's pretty good. Anyway, and there's a lady in there, and she's got her laptop out, and she's FaceTiming with somebody, and I really kind of wanted to just kind of slide in there and be like, hey,
what's that?
Who are you talking to?
Yeah. What would be a real creeper.
Hey, what are you guys doing? Yeah.
Right, exactly. Cool. If it's a dude.
Oh, is that your friend? Or... No, I can see the lady. Big screen, I could see the lady, and I'm like, oh, maybe I could be friends with both of you.
Have a little party.
You guys wanna do a thing? Here's my address.
Hey, hey. All right, get out of here, Roger.
All right, guys.
Good to see you, brother.
I love you both.
Love you too.
Thanks for tickling me, and hope to see you again soon.
Hey, man, maybe if you're around this weekend and you don't, you know.
I'm around.
You could babysit.
I
did not come into town to babysit.
It sounds like you kind of did.
Actually, that's true.
Yeah, it sounds like you did.
You know?
Should be good for you, though.
All right. I love you guys.
Star is back.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Watch out, Fremont.
Former
last place I saw you, right?
Chris Ranji.
That's right.
Yeah,
I actually don't remember seeing anybody.
When Brendan was doing wrestling moves right next to the
what?
Right next. You don't remember when Brendan was doing wrestling
Can
moves right
you?
Next to the bouncer that was like, "Hey guys, calm down."
No.
And Brendan was doing like the Tatanka finish and all this other stuff. It was super weird.
I don't remember anything happening. Like any, I remember being in it.
Yeah.
I don't remember any single one thing going on though.
Yeah.
Sounds like our night in Scottsdale.
It was kind of like that, but with more music and more people that we didn't know. That thing.
Okay.
It got weird. That's why I bounced. Because Brendan was
it's a rule.
Full-fledged Brendan.
Once Brendan starts doing wrestling moves, everybody has
gotta
to
go.
Leave. It shuts everything down. I think even like the stock market has to stop trading. Like there's a lot of the curbs coming.
Trump starts tweeting about it.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's all sorts of things.
Just to make sure
happening.
Stuff doesn't crash. They're like, okay, that's it for the day.
Yep.
That's it.
All right. You're
Bye.
See you later, buddy.
This is great. This texter says, "She's there, kind of sucks, and then leaves," is the newest title in the niche demographic of pornography without enthusiasm.
You're listening to the Bernstein and Goff Show.
Are you? There's something wanted to get to regarding Bob McNair, right?
The Donald Sterling stuff. Donald Sterling, Bob McNair stuff. We'll do it next on The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
And the game. Cameron Hughes brings you great wine at a fraction of the price because you know when you're getting it from Cameron, you are getting it from an outstanding vineyard. That's what his business is. He knows all the people that run these vineyards, and they call him when they have too much wine. Because believe it or not, sometimes they just make too much, and they run out of bottles. They say, this is all we're going to make. And Cameron says, well, guess what? I'm going to buy up the rest, and then I'm going to pass it along to the lucky consumer just by putting my name and a number on the bottle. And that's all Cameron Hughes does. An example of that, the Lot 575 Red Mountain Red Blend that is spectacular, a gold medal winning wine. It's mostly Cabernet, a little bit of Merlot, and a small percentage of Syrah. And it's Washington State, aged in 60% new French oak, which is unheard of at this price point. But the price point for you, instead of $50 a bottle, how about $16 a bottle? This is something you're going to want to buy by the case because it goes with everything, whether it's Thanksgiving or holiday season. That Lot 575 is spectacular. But you should shop around at chwine.com. And when you do, enter my code DAN, D-A-N. That way you get free shipping on three or more bottles and a free sommelier-grade corkscrew. It is a great deal to try some spectacular wines that are already enormously discounted, and then free shipping is a huge savings. If you check out that 575, get a mixed case. You know, just three bottles or more, but I really do suggest getting a sampler, and then you can get more of what you want if you want to add it to your cellar, etc. Free shipping, huge savings. Wine is heavy, expensive to ship. So do this. It's chwine.com. Enter Dan. chwine.com.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to Geico. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidgewoman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidgewoman, Geico retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidgewoman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Can I give you some advice?
Good advice.
Good advice.
Radio.com presents Not So Nice Advice with comedian Chuck Nice.
We read advice columns, we figure out why they're wrong, and then we give you the real answer.
That's good advice.
So I'm torn because I know the teenagers make the worst decisions.
Yeah.
What you do is you teach your kids how to be smart about sex. And I'm talking to my son all the time about sex, and guess what? He's like, Dad, I'm 10.
Not So Nice Advice with comedian Chuck Nice.
Worst person to get advice.
Download and subscribe at the new radio.com app.
Libra, your social life and private life are draining you. Take some time to recharge. Scorpio, being the underdog isn't always bad. Just be ready to work extra hard to get what you want. Sagittarius, that big opportunity is coming your way. Keep your eyes open and make the first move if you have to. Capricorn, this is a good week to get back in touch with your beliefs and values because someone may challenge them. Aquarius, feel like taking a risk, proceed with care and be ready for the consequences. And Pisces, if you're thinking about someone new, don't rush into it. Check out your options first. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
Welcome to The Taz Show, my live daily show.
Multi-time pro wrestling champion, celebrated color commentator, and award-winning podcaster Taz lets loose on his no-holds-barred show.
It's basically everything in the world of sports entertainment and wrestling and beyond.
Plus special guest segments, call-ins, and more. Tune in live weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. Eastern or listen anytime on demand at TazShow.com.
The Taz Show.
Body slams and beyond. Download and subscribe at the new Radio.com app.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The entire year is about the education of Mitch Trubisky. They traded up. They drafted a quarterback. You can win with a championship caliber defense. And the Bears defense has scored 3 touchdowns in 2 weeks and not allowed a single touchdown.
Yeah.
Like, that changes the conversation in the small term.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
You've got duct tape. You've got handcuffs.
Oh,
you've got chicken wire. You've got everything around the young man's hands that everybody wants to
see
play football.
That's the issue. He's not even a game manager.
They're not giving him the game.
Yeah, this isn't. He's like a game clerk. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This from 847. I've never understood the appeal of Chris Ranji. Were you just an idiot or one of Chris's exes? This is the Bernstein and Goff Show right here on 670
yeah,
The Score.
Yeah, but even his exes understand the appeal.
Oh, yeah.
Oh!
And all his exes live in Texas. I'm sorry. George Strait.
All right,
reference.
So Bob McNair.
Mm-hmm.
We find out now because of the reporting of, what was it? Is it Don Van Natta Jr. and was it Seth Wickersham, I believe,
mm-hmm.
were the guys who wrote the report. And Bob McNair, the owner of the Texans, during the discussions about player protests, said they can't let the inmates run the prison. That has resulted in a backlash, not only across social media, but today at Texans practice, when the team initially was going to stage a full team practice walkout. Then after a delay of about a half hour, was convinced to practice, except we saw there was it only
DeAndre?
It was only DeAndre Hopkins,
yeah,
I believe.
He's the one that said, yeah, you can talk the rest of these guys into this, I should say, but I'm going home.
Yeah, and he went home.
Mm-hmm.
And they said he took a personal day. But this is, it again is rekindling what happened with the LA Clippers and Donald Sterling.
And the thing that resonated the most with me and the whole Donald Sterling thing, one was the private conversations led to a man losing a $2 billion franchise. But two, the things that he said to this young lady and what stood out the most to me was not that she could have sex with Magic Johnson if she wanted to, who has HIV, but the fact that she was being pictured with him, and that his friends, you know, what do my friends think of this? What will my friends think of this? What will people around me think of this? Donald Sterling isn't hanging out with the local dude at the end of the bar. Donald Sterling was a billionaire boys club dude and a longtime guy at that. Donald Sterling had a bunch of NBA friends who knew exactly how Donald Sterling felt about his players and the people that he employed and all the people that he kind of, you know, coaxed out of proper housing because of their color or ethnicity. Don't think for one second that when you hear these owners pipe up now since Colin Kaepernick's protests, you know, low those many months ago, don't think for one second that these are not the kind of people that Donald Sterling was referring to when he talked about being embarrassed in front of his friends when you take a picture with a black man. And I know everybody gets a little uncomfortable when it gets said, but listen up. These people are talking like this right now because they know that their base is very, very angry and very loud and very reckless on Twitter and social media right now, and they are playing towards their base. The things that they were saying behind closed doors, they have no problem saying out in front now.
This tweet from just a minute ago from Adam Schefter, of the crazy Sundays in the NFL this season having nothing to do with football, this has the potential to be the most explosive one yet.
Not what the president said? Like, what are we doing here?
I would love to know what Adam Schefter is hearing, because obviously with sort of a hinting or leading tweet like that.
It's probably what we've been waiting for a long time now.
He's hearing some things, and you wonder what the players are saying amongst themselves. That gets back to Kyle Long of the Bears, his tweet of asking earnestly what the repercussions are of an owner saying something like that. And as I said, and as I tweeted in response, it's up to you and it's up to your union. You can decide exactly what those repercussions are. Now, it also has reached the NBA, where Draymond Green, the always outspoken forward for the Golden State Warriors, had this to say in response when asked reaction to what McNair said.
I don't think it should be up to him to change his behavior, you know? They got a commissioner in their league just like every other league. And that's ridiculous, you know? First they was son of a now, inmates? Like, I know some inmates. They don't pay taxes. They're not community leaders. You know, they're not Jenkins flying to the White House and flying to D.C. and doing all these different things to make a difference. They're not Cap donating $1 million. I mean, that's like, come on, man. Inmates? Like, that's unacceptable.
Yeah, at some point, you know, and I know I'm preaching to a certain choir here, you know, the people that don't respond and reply with the ridiculousness on the text message. Trust me, I know that the normal people are out there. The weird people like to explain their way out of things and then sometimes make fools of themselves. But at some point, you got to understand what the hell is going on here. And the subtext is not subtext anymore. It's not. You've got NFL owners saying and thinking things out loud that they think and probably know that the majority of their base is going to be okay with. Very simple. And you've got a league now who might have a problem because a league is telling an entire demographic of people that it really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you think because we're going to be all right. Well, guess what? There's a lot of people who are boycotting on the other side, and the NFL's got some issues. NFL, this isn't just about a flag or an anthem anymore. It never really was about the flag or the anthem, but people hijacked it and made it about that. But when owners can come out and say weirdness like this, you know, nobody's trying to run your prison. It ain't a prison. The same way you got mad when NFL players, you know, liken themselves to modern day slavery, keep the same energy today. Keep the same energy for everybody that tried to explain, oh, what are you talking about? This ain't slavery. You don't know anything about slavery. I'm a white man. I'll tell you about slavery. Pretty much. You know what I mean? Keep that same energy.
Keep that same energy today. I want to know what Adam Schefter knows about some of the internal discussions with the union and in individual teams when he tweets what he just did about this potentially being the most explosive weekend yet. This segment was brought to you by Discover Card. Discover Card alerts you if they find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. It's free for card members. Sign up online at discover.com/free alerts. Limitations apply. We have in other news coming up. I have a story that is right there with the flashing irony light. It was one of these things that you can't believe actually happened, but it did. I also have a tangential World Series story that has to do with a common phrase that's used that people think was actually said, but it never was.
And I got something that Derrick Rose said that I can understand, man. It sounds like the man is finally in a different place. Don't do that, Dan. Don't.
Breaking news.
You're an idiot.
Derrick Rose, understandable.
And a question that we need to stop asking in sports, because a certain man had to plead something today, and the same question is asked about him every single year when golf season rolls around. He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. You're listening to 670 The Score.
Scoreheads, keep listening to find out how you can win tickets to the special Terry Bores book release live broadcast with the Bernstein and Goff Show and Terry Bores himself.
Feel bad.
Where you'll be able to buy his new book, The Score of a Lifetime. 25 years talking Chicago sports, and get it signed by Terry.
Bird brain.
It's Wednesday, November 15th from 1 to 6, live on 670 The Score. And don't forget, starting November 16th, it'll be available wherever books are sold and online at TriumphBooks.com/Terry Bores.
I'd bet it all.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Here's a plot.
It's the model year-end savings event now at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. All remaining 2017 Chevys have been tagged with extra savings. Hundreds of new Chevys at their best prices of the year. 2017 Silverados now available with $10,000 off MSRP or 25% off MSRP on select new Impalas, Sonics, and Sparks. And if that weren't enough, you can get 0% financing for 72 months on a great selection of new Chevys. But you have to hurry. The remaining 2017s are going fast, so stop in today. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, the bright way to buy. Visit SunriseChevrolet.com. Tell them Jason Goff sent you. Offers include rebates and incentives available to all.
Picture this. It's Monday afternoon and you're at Domino's buying a large three-topping pizza. You give the Domino's employee $7.99 plus tax, of course. Now, picture this. It's Friday and you're at Domino's buying a large three-topping pizza. You give the Domino's employee more than you paid Monday. You feel bamboozled. But then you hear this.
Domino's extended its $7.99 large three-topping carryout deal to all day, every day.
And so you danced and ate Domino's. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, and charges may vary.
Help Highlands donate to the Good Plus Foundation. When you buy Highlands for Kids cold and cough medicine, one purchase for one donation, up to 100,000 bottles. Claims based on traditional homeopathic practice, not accepted medical evidence, not FDA evaluated.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
We talk a lot about different coaches and who's got to go and who should stay and all that stuff. Ed Donatell is the secondary coach and works great with Vic Fangio. That guy is doing a hell of a job. That secondary is young and getting more confident.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That defense is playing its arse off. They don't stop, and they hit. You had a lot of guys doing some good stuff and a lot of big hits in that game.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
You've got duct tape. You've got handcuffs. You've got chicken wire. You've got everything around the young man's hands that everybody wants to
That's
see play
the
football.
Issue. He's not even a game manager.
They're not giving him the game.
Yeah, this isn't. He's like a game clerk.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Let me tell you why Xfinity XFi is the future of awesome and why I was telling Ranji why he needs to get himself some Xfinity XFi in his life. You can set up your home Wi-Fi to be online in a matter of minutes. You can know who's online and seeing who is the most active and when they are active. And this is especially important for people with kids. I'm telling you right now, if you want to set those parental controls or those bedtime schedules, or you want to pause your Wi-Fi so people can come downstairs and have dinner like a civil family, you can do that with Xfinity XFi. Get started today with Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 12 months. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store for more details or to learn more about other Xfinity Internet-only offers. The offer ends pretty soon here, November 22nd, 2017, so hurry up. Restrictions apply, not available on
CBS Tonight. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Another news coming up here at the top of the hour. Zach Miller at 5 o'clock. We got some Bears-Saints stuff coming for you as well. We're going to talk about the game. Dan doesn't feel good about this one. I think I might be leaning that way as well.
I really don't. A little bit of Bulls news, too. The Bulls have exercised third-year options on Chris Dunn and Denzel Valentine, and fourth-year options on Jaron Grant and Cameron Payne, along with forward Bobby